So that was Discord from Dark Matter Sound System out of Los Angeles on Pitchless Radio. Before we go into the next set, which is going to be from Wet Mango, we're going to continue chatting with Nemeton and Monotech out of the Dark Matters crew. And so tell us a bit more about the music and party scene in Los Angeles, and how does it work doing underground events over there?
Well, it's become a lot harder the last couple of years, just because there's been a lot of crackdown on independent kind of DIY warehouses, and so that's kind of made the issue a little bit more difficult and more expensive. So before, we were able to have a party in a small dingy hole for like $300 or $400, but that's kind of not the case anymore. So you gotta be more selective of spaces that are a bit more hidden, and just hope that you're under the radar and the blue stuff comes.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, so, I mean, for example, we had an event, and I got raided by the cops, so that was definitely not one of our best moments.
On what kind of basis were they raiding it? How does it kind of qualify as being an illegal event or something that would draw the attention of the police?
Usually it deals with permits, and
okay.
Yeah, so even though like there's no noise, it's just the fact is the police just automatically kind of stereotype an event like that as a drug den, and there's like illegal activity going on, which, you know, automatically gets attention.
The LA police have a pretty terrible reputation, for sure.
Yeah, they're notorious for their reputation, and I mean, LA has a pretty long and extensive rave scene, and it's pretty well known, so I guess the police are also aware of it. So they see it as an easy way to get attention and to make headlines, but that's really what it is.
Sure, they've got to justify their budget and try and increase it, and scapegoats are always good for that, eh? So, you said that, is there much of another underground scene? What kind of music get played at underground parties? I mean, you play kind of breakcore and kind of splintered and broken and more experimental sounds. Is there much else of that, or, you know, what kind of other music is there?
There's still a pretty decent underground scene. I mean, there's a pretty good underground techno scene, which we're also friends with the Joy Behavior crew, which is based in LA. They've been doing events for a long time, so they still do underground events. And the Soul Simple crew also has done some underground events as well. But to be honest, the underground, more broken up experimental stuff is still very small. There's still underground events going on overall in LA, but every kind of community has been hit by the recent crackdown on underground venues. So they're happening less and less, to be honest.
So what does your sound system and kind of music and party and underground techno and whatever music you play, the kind of more breakcore end of things, is that connected to other artistic cultures and movements of resistance at all? You know, I mean, in the UK, when the scene was really thriving, there was a very much cross-connected kind of culture of resistance, where direct action and squatting and resistance to kind of anti-capitalist type stuff and so on, and the music was all very much connected, and that was the kind of interesting youth culture over here. How does it work with that over in America?
It's been a bit different over here, obviously, because you didn't have a lot of that action, but I think things are kind of changing now, because there is more awareness of kind of the police kind of, well, like I said, just attacking any kind of independent venue. So I think we kind of see this at new underground events as kind of an alternative kind of to kind of corporate events and kind of just the really shitty fucking club scene. We really kind of are against the kind of commercialization, kind of the objectification of just everything, really, of just kind of the plasticity of everything, really. We just kind of are completely against that. But let me, someone else can try it.
So there are some cross-cultural elements in the Dark Matter sound system is connected to other California sound systems. Like in San Francisco, there's Spaz, Flower Shop, and Katabatic sound system, and Spaz and Katabatic do some free party in the wilderness. So, for example, Katabatic just in July did a big camp out way north in California, I believe, or somewhere in Oregon. And also there's the Autonomous Mute Fest, which is Spaz and a bunch of other sound systems that come together. So that sort of free party element exists in a very, very small scale here in California. And I've heard of some small free parties happening in Michigan, as there's some breakcore people out in Michigan that have done some free parties, but it's really small, and in general, that isn't possible in Los Angeles, so we focus on doing underground events, you know, non-corporate, confrontational, and autonomous.
Yeah, that's the vibe for sure. Okay, I reckon we will now go into another set of music, and we can come back and have more of a chat after another set. Next up, we have Wet Mango on Pitchless Radio on IL-FM. We're in session this month with Dark Matter Sound System crew from Los Angeles out in the States. Would you like to say a few words about Wet Mango?
Wet Mango is one of our producers in Dark Matter Sound System, and you can find her online on her Bandcamp and website. And she also has released a track on one of our digital releases. And she's also a part of Sonic Death Rabbit with Basic. That's their live performance act, which plays regularly now and has quite a following.
Great, I like the name. Okay, so here's Wet Mango from Dark Matter.